Crosstalk Online Radio, episode number 40.
We know you love your church and ministry, but you care more about people coming to your ministry looking for answers. Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to Crosstalk Online Radio with Jason Sism. This podcast is where faith becomes life by equipping you for success in your family, ministry, and life. In this popular show, you come to get the tools you need to transform lives and reach your community for Christ. So come along, be refreshed, and draw near to the heart of God. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And succeeding in our family, ministries, and life is what we do best here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to Crosstalk Online Radio. My name is Jason Sism, and I have the privilege of being your host. Well, you know, everybody has a story to tell. Most desire to publish a book, but the reality is only about 1% will ever publish their story. So I want to demystify the world of publishing and the hurdles that most have so they can endure and publish their book. In today's episode, I want to peel back the curtain and let you take a look inside my own publishing experience. I want to give you hope that getting your book out into the world is easier, cheaper, and better than ever before. Today, we're going to talk about self-publishing. So all of this and more, my friends, is coming up next. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of Crosstalk. Really excited about today's episode. And if this is the first time you've been here and partaking and joining us, I want to say a big, very wonderful welcome to you. This podcast is designed to help you get the clarity you need and the tools you need to find your voice and succeed in life. And that is exactly what I set out to do. So today we're going to be talking about the wonderful world of book publishing. Namely, I'm going to be talking about self-publishing. I've had a lot of people in recent time, in the last several months, actually ask me what it takes to get self-published. And people are wanting to get their story out there. People are wanting to get their name recognized. And now, I'm not going to say, and I'm not going to give you any false sense of hope, that if you get your book published, that you're actually going to become a best-selling author. And because I can't give that title to myself either. I've come really close to hitting Amazon's top 100 in a category, but when it comes to the overall Amazon 100, I've not hit that. I've not hit the New York Times bestseller list, but I do know what it takes to get your message out there. I do know what it takes to get your voice heard in a very noisy market. And so in today's episode, I want to help kind of demystify some of that confusion when it comes to self-publishing. A lot of people think it's expensive. A lot of people think it's going to cost more money than it really does. So I want to kind of, in a sense, like an onion, peel back the layers so you can have a better understanding and a better grasp of what it takes to get your voice out there. And then I also need to let you in on a secret, because God desires great things for his children, and I want to let you know how you can gain God's favor in your life. You know, I always want to kick off every episode right, and I want to dive into the Word of God every episode, and mainly because I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I believe that it is best to always start everything we do with the Word of God. And if you're not into this sort of thing, you can just kind of skip ahead and move on to the next segment of the show. But I'm not going to shy away from my faith in Jesus, mainly because I'm a pastor and it would be very, very difficult for me to do that. But anyway, I'm going to be reading out of the book of Psalms, chapter 84. King David writes this. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the sparrow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. And as they pass through the valley of Baca, they may make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, behold your shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. And I had mentioned earlier that I believe that God desires great things for his children, great things for you. And I want to tell you that you can gain God's favor in your life. It's not some deep mystical idea. It's not some hard concept to grasp. But God truly desires good things for us, and we can gain his favor simply by aligning ourselves with him and becoming righteous, becoming children of God. And so this passage was actually something that I read out of my devotions this morning. And this is something that I love and I hold strongly to, because I find that I get my strength from God. And when I begin to pray and when I begin to bow my heart before him, I learn to find that I can live in God's tabernacle. I learn that I can live in the secret place of the Most High God. Now, it sounds scary. It sounds like a strange concept, but the reality is God wants us to dwell with him. He wants to dwell with us. And the way to do that is to just quiet ourselves and seek his face. And one of the best ways we can do to seek God's face is to pray, is to bow our heads and allow our thoughts to be on the thoughts of God. And when it comes to gaining his favor in our lives, it comes back to, where is our heart at? Where is our thought life at? And God's desire is not just to give things to us, but his desire is that we actually know him. Verse 10, it says, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be the doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." And the thing is, we live in a fallen world. We live in a world that is wicked and evil. But if we take the time to really quiet ourselves, the Lord is going to give grace and glory to us. He's going to be the sun and shield around us, the sun to light our day and the shield to protect us from the arrows of the enemy. But how do we find God's favor? You know, one, he doesn't withhold good things from his children. Why? Because his children are upright. His children desire to walk in the things of God. And it's more than just following the Ten Commandments. Walking upright with God is aligning our whole life to who God is. You know, desiring to go and live different than the rest of the world. And so, for me, I would rather be the doorkeeper to allow people to enter into the courts of God than to be on the outskirts of the camp of God and not have anything to do with God. You know, I'd rather put all of my eggs in the basket that God exists and that God desires good things for us than to find out that I didn't live that way and find out that he truly did. And so our prayer should be, God, shine your face upon me. Let me see your good works so that I can glorify my Father in heaven. And my friends, if you pray that, and if that's how you align your heart, God's not going to withhold good things from you. You can gain his favor in your life. Why? Because God desires good things for those who walk upright. And if we choose to live that direction and we choose to live that lifestyle, there is no telling the blessings that God wants to pour out into our life. And with that, my friends, I want to come to our tip of the week. The tip of the week is something that I want to do each week to give you something that you can tangibly see, something that you can tangibly do and see better results in your daily life. Well, today's tip of the week, I have a pretty big promise for you, and I hope this promise is something that you are willing to take the challenge on and actually do. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about if you simply read 30 minutes a day, you're going to end up reading 24 books in a year. Well, that is a huge, huge promise. Well, why would you want to read 24 books in a year? Well, who wouldn't want the challenge? I've actually made it a goal this year. Last year, I read 10 books in the year, and that's reading roughly about 15 minutes a day. But I wanted to kind of up the ante this year, and I figure if I read 30 minutes a day, I could read about 24 books in a year. 24 books in a year is a lot of knowledge, and I believe people who are constantly always learning, they're going to be the ones that will have a better outlook on life. So, and this doesn't, and let me say this, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be reading nonfiction. You could be reading fiction. There's a lot of really good fiction out there. I would avoid kind of some of the romance stuff or the really heavy language stuff. I personally just don't like that, mainly because I'm a believer. I don't want to be listening and filling myself with that kind of stuff. I'd rather be filling myself with wholesome stuff. And so a lot of what I read, I do read a lot of novels, but I read a lot of religious fiction. And I also read a lot of business books, self-help books. And basically, I just want to take my knowledge and just increase it. And if you read 30 minutes a day, you will end up reading about 24 books in a year. I mean, that's huge. That is staggering. And so what happens is when we are constantly reading and we're constantly filling our minds with what other people have written and filling our minds with other people's knowledge, you're going to increase not only your knowledge base, but you're also going to increase your self-worth. You're going to increase the amount of money you can make. You're going to increase the way you live your life, how you handle yourself in society. You're also going to increase the how you handle your relationships and how you handle your family. And what happens is when we read, we're keeping our mind sharp. And I would much rather have a sharp mind than a dull mind. I mean, have you ever tried to cut a tomato with a dull knife? It just squishes, the skin doesn't cut, and you spray that juice and seeds everywhere. Well, our minds are the same. If you have a sharp mind, you can cut through problems a lot faster than you can if you don't have a sharp mind. You're going to be much more apt to take challenges head on at face value rather than sitting and sulking in your ice cream. Now, I'm not saying eating a thing of ice cream when you're not thinking too hot, you know, is a bad thing. But, you know, don't stay in that environment. Don't stay in the negativity. If you stay in negativity, negativity breeds what? Negativity. But positive thinking breeds not only positive thinking, but a better outlook on life. And that's one thing that reading just 30 minutes a day is going to do for you. It's going to help you go from kind of the mediocrity of living to a place where you're constantly thinking positively. Now, one of the other positive aspects of reading daily will do this. And this is coming from NIA.gov. And they were talking about, this is the kind of the health organization of the United States government. And I believe that's what they are. I just read about it. The National Institute on Aging, never mind. Yeah, the National Institute on Aging. Anyway, they have a whole study on Alzheimer's and how to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Well, what they have found is reading daily, so whether it's the newspaper, a devotional, a magazine article, even just 15 minutes a day in a book, has determined to lessen the chances of getting Alzheimer's by 47%. 47% of people who read constantly have a lower risk of developing Alzheimer's. That is huge. So if you want to take your life, your business, to the next level, start reading. Because if you read, you're going to find that your life is going to increase, and you're going to find you're going to be thinking a whole lot better, a whole lot different, and you're going to have a better outlook on life. Well, my friends, I'm coming to the part of the show that I love best, and that is our feature presentation. So I'm going to be talking about publishing, self-publishing, in fact. And now I'm not going to be knocking traditional publishing. I've actually tried to get traditionally published, and you know, it didn't work out so well for me. And I'm just going to be honest. I've had a lot of traditionally published friends ask, you know, hey, why aren't you trying to get traditionally published? You know, because if you do that, you're going to be better recognized. Well, there are some insider secrets to traditional publishing that a lot of people really don't understand, and will actually end up costing you a lot of money. Now, traditional publishing is, I'm not saying it's bad, but one thing I have found with traditional publishing is your advance is nowhere near as great as it used to be. A lot of people say that it used to be about $5,000 to get traditionally published. And so the publisher would then pay you $5,000 in an advance. And what happens is you have to use that money. You know, you can't just put it in your bank account and call it a day. And that's what, you know, a lot of people will end up doing. They're like, yes, I got traditionally published, and then I got all this money. Well, the publishers today, you know, they don't market the book for you. You still have to do all of the hard work. You still have to do all the speaking. You still have to do all of the marketing. You still have to get it into the bookstores. The publisher doesn't do that for you. That is still all your responsibility. And that $5,000 advance was supposed to help you do that. Well, because publishing has so changed in the world today and publishers are actually hurting for money, the average advance that they give authors today is $500. And this is coming from people who have that I've known who've published traditionally. And the stats are out there online. You can search for it yourself. But the thing is, traditional publishing is not what it used to be today. And then a lot of publishers, like Thomas Nelson Publishers, which is one of the largest Christian book publishing houses in the United States, owned by HarperCollins, they actually require, catch this, 5,000 books purchased. Now, if you have no idea what 5,000 books look like, you might as well park your car out in the driveway because they will fill up your garage. So you are required to purchase 5,000 books. 5,000 books. That's a lot of books. And a publisher will give you 15% royalties on any book that's sold after you make back your advance. And then on top of that, catch this, you have to buy your book, 5,000 copies worth. Now, if you have no idea what 5,000 copies cost, well, if the average paperback book is about $14, so we'll call it about $14, $15 for the average paperback book, you pay 60%, I'm sorry, you pay 40% of that cost. So you're paying 40% on that cost. You know, that may seem like a really heck of a deal, but in the end, you are still paying quite a bit of money on that. I can give you the numbers here. So on a $14 book, oh, let's see, you're paying 40%. You're still paying $5.60 a book on a $14 book. So times 5,000 copies, you're paying $28,000 to have your book published traditionally. It's going to cost you $28,000 to have your book published traditionally. Now, I'm not saying that that's bad. And, you know, some publishers won't require you to purchase all of that up front. They'll say it'll be over the course of the life of the book, and a life of a book is probably about 5 years. So if you don't sell 5,000 books in 5 years, you're going to end up having to owe the publisher money. That's just kind of how it works. Yes, you get easier access to bookstores. Yes, you get easier access to online marketing, but do you? So in today's episode, I want to give you five things when it comes to self-publishing. So number one, why should you publish? Why should you publish? Well, publishing today is much easier. But going to a broader idea of publishing, you should publish today because you have a message to share. God has taken his wisdom and given you life. He has blessed us with life, and we all have a story to share. We all have something deep within our soul that needs to be told. And so I believe because people have a message to share, that is one of the reasons why I believe they should be published, simply based upon the fact that they have a message to share. And if you take just that alone, every single person should have a book on the shelf. We can all learn so much from each other. And I think that's one of the beauties of self-publishing is we have the ability to learn from each other. We have the ability to take our expertise and our experience and help people live better lives. You know, we all have had different heartaches that we can share and the lessons we've learned from them. We all have maybe fictional stories within us that will tell the deeper truth of what it means to be a human. We all have our own individual relationships with God. And what better way than to help people go deeper in their relationships with God than to publish a book? So it's more than just it's easier to publish today. We all have a message to share, and that's why we should be publishing. Number two, publishing instantly makes you an expert. Now I know you're probably, oh, there he goes again, making wild claims. But really, publishing instantly makes you an expert. When people hear that you've published a book, they're like, oh, you're an author. Ooh, you're an author. So tell me, what was it like to have your book published? What did it feel like when you first heard that your book was coming out? What did it feel like when you first held the physical copy in your hand? Oh my goodness, the excitement and the thrill of seeing the fresh ink laid on the pages. But it instantly makes you an expert. And people will say, well, they know something because they've had a book published. Now, I do need to clarify. You may not be an expert in the actual field. So let's say you write a self-help book on health and healthy living and healthy lifestyles. It doesn't make you an expert in the field of healthy living. It makes you an expert in your experience of healthy living. Does that make sense? So it doesn't necessarily make you an expert in the field of it, but it makes you an expert in your own experience of it. And you are helping people learn from your experiences, and that's what makes you the expert. And so, because people who know you will buy your book, and people who know you will tell other people about your book, and so you instantly gain that expertise because people are helping you spread your message. And thirdly, this is the other part, is it helps you gain credibility. Publishing will give you credibility. And so if you want people to start promoting you for you, so you're letting other people do the work, that way you're spending less money on self-promotion, you're letting other people promote you for you, that instantly gives you credibility. So not only are you seen as an expert in your view of life that you've written about, so going back to the health book, if you've written a health book, your friends will see you as an expert because they see you're living out what you're preaching. But because they are so excited for you, they're going to promote you to their friends. And if their friends find value and credibility in your book, you've instantly gained credibility with people other than those whom you're associated with. And that's what publishing gives you. It gives you a wider arm to reach more people with your message rather than just the immediate people in your circle of friends. And so if you really want to be considered an expert in your area of influence and you want to gain credibility with people outside of your area of expertise and influence, you have to find a way to get your voice out there. Well, I'm going to stop right there, and I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but I'm going to take a short break, and while I do, I want you to listen to this short promo. If you're like most of my readers, you want to succeed in your family, ministry, and life, and see others do the same. But the reality is, sometimes training effective leaders is difficult.
That is why I wrote my new ebook called Start Your Engines, 3 Strategies to Running an Effective Small Group Now. This ebook is designed to take you to the next level as a leader, help you train others to be successful, and it gives you a simple template to do just that. You can't buy Start Your Engines, but you can get it for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know as soon as I post new content to my blog. This way, you don't have to remember my blog to stay up to date. Once you get the newsletter, click the links included and you'll be taken right to my website where you can read the latest content. To get your copy of my ebook, head over to jbsism.com. Click the link at the top right of the page, enter your information, and you'll receive in minutes your copy of my new ebook. And did I mention it's completely free? Don't guess on how to run effective small groups in your church. Sign up today to get your copy of Start Your Engines, 3 Strategies to Running an Effective Small Group Now. Available only at jbsism.com.
And my friends, if you have not signed up for my e-newsletter, I encourage you to do so. Just go to jbsism.com and in the top right-hand corner, just fill out the form and click subscribe. And I will be getting you every single time I publish a blog post or a podcast episode like this one. It's going to come directly to your inbox. And you're going to have the links there so you can listen to this podcast, but you're also going to have all of the copy there for you to read. You don't even have to remember to go to my website to do that. It's going to be coming right to your inbox. So if you have not done that, I encourage you to do that. And the best part is, periodically I'll be sending out only specialized emails to my email newsletter list. So you're going to get insider secrets. You're going to get insider knowledge. You're going to be able to tap into my knowledge base. And on top of that, you'll also be the first to hear about anything new that's going to be coming out at jbsism.com. And so sign up today for my e-newsletter because I believe it will help take your business, your ministry, and your life, and your family's life to the next level. Well, we have been talking about why we should be publishing. And I was mentioning earlier before we took our break that you should be publishing in today's world simply because you have a message to share. And that message is going to not only make you an expert in the area of your influence, but it's also going to give you credibility outside of your realm of influence. And so when people begin reading your stuff and people are promoting your stuff, you're going to be gaining that credibility. But fourthly, is publishing is easier, it's cheaper, and it's faster than it ever has been before. And if you are considering and thinking about publishing your story, your book, and, you know, my friends, it doesn't have to be a long book. It could be as simple as an eight-page ebook. Even if it's an 8-page ebook, you can get that up on Amazon's Kindle really, really fast. Now, there are some caveats that I need to tell you about. I'll get to those in a second. But it's easier than it ever has been before. With a click of a button, you can be a published author. And that is really exciting. Now, does that mean you're published with a traditional publisher? No. Does it mean you're published with a vanity publisher that helps you get your book out into print? No. Does it mean you're going to have instant success? Definitely not. But it means your message is out in the world. And now it's up to you, just like if you were to get traditionally published, it is up to you to get that message out into the world and tell people about that message. And so one of the easiest ways to get published is through ebooks. And my latest book, Grace, What's So Amazing About It, I published on Amazon.com as an ebook, and I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun just doing an ebook. There's a lot more work actually involved when it comes to getting a book printed. And so this is kind of why I have stuck with the ebook format, at least for this time around. And it doesn't mean that I'm not going to have a print book out there. It just means that I chose to do just the ebook this time around. Now, one of the best ways to do an ebook is use an app called iBooks Author. iBooks Author, if you have a Macintosh, now I'm not going to, I don't know what the PC equivalent to that is because I use a Mac. So I'm sorry if you use a PC, you're kind of out of luck on this one. But if you just go to Google, there's a lot of information out there that you'll be able to tap into. However, iBooks Author, it is a free app that you can download. And all you have to do is use one of their templates, input your information, get all of your links together, and you can download the EPUB or PDF version of your ebook. And then the next best thing, you can then right from the app publish directly, and I haven't done it yet just because I am exclusive through Amazon right now, at least for the next 60 days. But you can publish directly to the Apple iBooks store right from the app. And then you can download the EPUB version of the book and you can upload it to Barnes & Noble's Nook publishing arm. And you can also upload it to Amazon's Kindle publishing arm. Now, if you go to Amazon, it is just simply kdp.amazon.com. Use your normal Amazon login and set up an account. They'll need you to enter in some information. So you're going to need your Social Security. You're going to need some of that so that you can get your 1099s when you do end up selling so that you can report all of your earnings to the IRS. But all you do is you upload the title of your book, the cover, the title, the description, all of that metadata information. You put it all into kdp.amazon.com and you hit publish. Then the Amazon team will take a look at the file, make sure it's all working fine, make sure all the links work, and within about 72 hours, your book will go live on Amazon. Now, here's the other great thing. You can also schedule it to publish. So let's say you have it ready to go and you want to run about a 2-month campaign building up to the release of your book. You can schedule the book to publish 2 months out, and then it will actually be available for pre-purchase or pre-order on the Amazon website. And that is huge. Do the Donald Trump. You know, that is huge. But what you want to do is have it available for pre-purchase, and then you run a product launch. And so you give people value before you ever give them the book. And so you talk about the book. You maybe make some videos to help people understand the story behind the book and kind of give them a story to hook them into it. And by the time it's ready to be published, you have already done all of the legwork. And by the time it goes live, you can actually sell a good amount of books. And I did a simplified version of that with my new book. And because I wanted to get it out before the end of the year, so my time was running out. I only had about 5 days to do this. No, maybe 7 days to do this. And and so the pre-purchase phase wasn't very long. But by the time the orders started coming in almost immediately, I hit, because it's a devotional book, I hit about number 300 on the Amazon bestseller list within a matter of hours. And the book hit Amazon's number 300 list in the religion and spirituality devotional section. And I've kind of remained right at around 1,000 right now. So people are slowly kind of still steadily buying the book. And, you know, does that mean I'm a best-selling author? No. Does it mean I've sold copies of the book? Absolutely. And I've already gotten feedback from people through my website, through phone calls, who have found the book helpful and have loved the book. And that's the beauty of publishing, because it's easier and it's cheaper. And actually, in fact, other than some of the editing that I had done, and actually all the editing was given to me, so I actually didn't pay a dime for any of the editing. I'm a graphic designer, so I designed my own cover. So other than buying the artwork for the cover, the book was completely free for me to publish. I don't know if you caught that. The book was completely free, other than the artwork I purchased, to publish. Now, not everybody will be able to do it for free, and I encourage you to get your book edited before you ever publish it. Have somebody go through it. Look for spelling errors. Look for grammatical errors. Look for punctuation errors. Have somebody go through the book with you so that you can put out the best possible version of the book. And then hire a graphic designer to design the artwork for you. Don't just have a kind of a Quasimodo style cover where it's like, yeah, that's definitely a self-published book. But you want to put out the best possible book. You know, think about all the books that you read and the covers that they have and the styling that they have and the writing that they do. Try to mimic that as close as you can. You can go to 99designs.com, 99designs.com, and you can actually crowdsource your cover, and it's about $250 for somebody to do some of the design work for you, and it's brilliant. It works great, and so I encourage you to go there. It's a great company to use for crowdsourcing. But really, finally, don't settle for mediocrity. So don't just put out a mediocre book. Don't just put out a mediocre product, but put out the best possible product that you can with the money that you're able to do. And you're going to go farther than most people, when it comes to publishing. Most people just kind of throw something up, and most books, kind of sink without a ripple. And that's why it makes so much sense to actually market your book and have the book look like an actual book, not a self-published book. You want it to look great. And the best way to do that is to use companies to your advantage to do that. And so, you know, is it going to be completely free? It can. It absolutely can be completely free to get your book out there. But if you want to have your best foot forward, don't settle for mediocrity. Spend a little bit of money. You don't have to spend a lot of money. If you were to go through a vanity publisher to get your ebook out there, you would spend about $1,500 to $2,000 to get your book out there. But I could tell you, you could probably do it for under $500, and that's the editing and the cover design and the typesetting. And if you do the typesetting yourself, an iBooks author, you know, hey, it's already made for you. But if you hire somebody to do it, you could do it for under $1,000. And that is not a lot of money when it comes to getting your book out there. I also encourage you, get involved in a writer's guild in your local area, because you can join some critique groups. They can help you hone your writing so that you can perfect your prose. And if you have good prose, you have people who are willing to be your raving fans, I could tell you it is easier, cheaper, and faster than ever before to get your message out there. You're going to instantly become an expert, and you're going to instantly find that you will have credibility. Well, my friends, if you liked this show, I want to say thank you for listening all the way through. You know, my goal each week is to give you the clarity and the tools that you need and the motivation that you need to find your voice and succeed in your family, business, ministry, and life. And I believe we all have that ministry that we can help people go deeper in their walks with God. Well, my friends, you can find the full show notes of today's episode at jbsism.com/040. And again, I'm really excited because in about 9 more episodes, the name of this podcast is going to change to the JB Sism Show. So tell all your friends about it. I'm excited for what God has in store for you. So if you want to take your message to the next level, I encourage you to listen to this podcast again. Get the tools that you need. And I am excited because you have a message to share and you're going to get it out there. And if you get that message out there, you're going to touch and bless other people's lives. Well, this show is copyright 2016. JBSism.com, Jason Sism, and Living Lights Media. Well, my friends, until next time, be blessed. And if you could do me a favor, go to the iTunes store in the Apple app and rate this show, because the more people that know about this, the more people we can help find their voice and succeed in life. God bless. My name is Jason Sism. I'll see you next week.